This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, our weekly spotlight on original music created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. Hey, coming up in tonight's episode, we're going to talk with George West.
Well, the first thing I would tell a new artist is look at how the music world has changed, so that their expectations are not too high.
We'll have Tim Miller from In Tune with T-Mail. He's going to be playing some of his local favorites. We're also going to check out a bunch of groups performing around town in the next week. Hang out for music from Josh Kaut's quartet, Alley Free, and more. We're going to do all that in an hour. It's an amazing journey packed into 59 minutes here on 89.3 WLRH, next on Valley Sounds.
Hey, what's up, Tennessee Valley? You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm Tim Miller with the podcast In Tune with T-Mill. Coming up next, a few of my local faves, starting off with Zam Zam and the Meliomatic, Destiny, Backyard Heavies, and K Freedom. You can find these artists performing in the Tennessee Valley, and you can find their music online. This is Valley Sounds.
This be the Meliomatic. My mind be elevated, living, loving, yearning.
It's Destiny. I'm here with Tim Miller, and you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 FM, WLRH, Huntsville.
Clear, don't wanna be here. You know it was a name. I saw it myself. You ain't gotta. still play the fool. I believed in his lies, ooh, ooh, crazy. I would do anything, even sell my soul. I believed it was love, ooh, ooh, no.
That was Kay Freedom with her track titled Soul Free. Before that, Backyard Heavies and a track titled Expo 83. Before that, Destiny and her track titled Let You Go. And we started the set with Zam Zam and the Melio-Matic with the track titled Deep Blue. You can find more information about the music you're hearing, including a playlist and a podcast of tonight's show, on the WLRH website at wlrh.org. Then look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. You can find the show on WLRH and the In Tune with T-Mill Facebook page. Stay tuned. More original Tennessee Valley music is next. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville.
This is a Valley Sounds local music flashback.
And welcome to Valley Sounds. This is your girl JQ, and you are listening to Valley Sounds on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville. I am super excited to have in the studio with me a seasoned, awesome musician, producer, music industry expert, Mr. George West Sr. So let's just jump right on in, George. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us what you do and where you're from.
Okay, I am George E. West Sr., right here from Huntsville, Alabama, and I am the CEO of the Musicians Workshop right here in Huntsville.
Oh, nice, nice.
Right here with 89.3 WLRH with my girl JQ. All right, so we're getting ready to do it here.
Yeah, we're going to do it. So my first question, let's just jump right on in, George. It's like, you know, producers, songwriters, artists, you know, what do you see yourself and how do you see yourself? What is one of your primary inspirations for what you do?
Well, my inspiration is really from playing guitar. I'm a jazz guitarist by nature, but I play several other instruments, bass guitar, keyboard, and drums. But my interest has always been in recording.
Okay.
You know, I started out early back in the 70s with Jerry Weaver. He was Aretha Franklin's guitar player back in the day when she did Chain of Fools and Respect and all that. So I was so intrigued by the studio. I had always wanted to have my own studio. So I spent 25 years out at Chrysler in the engineering department. And when I retired from that, I said, the next thing I'm going to do is open me a recording studio.
Nice. And so you did that.
I did that.
Man, I've been over there, and it is a nice spot. What flips your switch when you begin to work on a new project? Like, what gets you going when you really work, when you get ready to accept or do a new project?
The very first thing I look at that really gets me charged up is the artists themselves.
Okay.
If I have a motivated artist that has it all put together upstairs and really organized, I know this is going to be a good project. Not saying this negatively, but some artists are not really organized, and you spend months and months trying to get the right sound, mm-hmm. get the right progression, get the right musicians in there. But an organized artist is what really motivates me first.
And so when you start working on a musical project, what is distinctive about how you produce the product? What makes it a George West? How will we know when we listen to that production that it's yours?
The main thing to look for is the mix. How you mix that music, how you spread the instruments around in the sphere, how you separate the instruments so that everything is clear,
mm-hmm.
you can hear it, the plugins that you use. You can tell who the engineer was. See, I do mixing and also mastering. So after a master project, you can tell, good example of where the guy used too much compression, too much reverb, but that's his forte. So you can say, this is blah, blah, blah. I know he uses a lot of reverb. He squashed these drums down to a pancake. So that's what you look for. I try to not do too much unnatural stuff to the music. I'll give you a good example. Back in the old days, compression was a thing. Everybody wanted their music squashed and pushed all the way up to 0 dB. But you lose dynamics in your music when you squash it all up close to 0 dB. You don't have the ups and downs from the cymbals or the horns or the voices when they go up and down. Everything is flat-lined. But now they've gotten away from that.
Okay.
Because the clarity and the quality now comes from the dynamics of your sound.
So you've been in the industry quite a while. How long have you been in Huntsville?
I've been in Huntsville since 1981.
Is there anybody in the industry that you would love to have the opportunity to work with?
Yes. A young man by the name of Jay Logan from Earth, Wind, and Fire. He came in to my studio, and we did some tracking for a group called themselves the Moore Twins.
Okay.
And you may be familiar with those guys. Mm-hmm, they did a track called Two Occasions by The Deal, mm-hmm. which took off, and it's on the jazz charts pretty good. But I loved his arrangements and how he approached the project. So, a very talented guy, you know, working with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, you know, he's got some stuff upstairs that, you know, we can pass on.
What would be your advice for someone who's getting into the industry, or even for someone who's been in the industry, wants to go to the next level, for, you know, staying fresh, keeping their appreciation for the music, and most of all, keeping current?
Well, the first thing I would tell a new artist is look at how the music world has changed, so that their expectations are not too high.
Okay.
Because there's a big letdown. You know, you spend $2,000 or $3,000 producing a project, and then you don't get that return back. The second thing is, after you do your project, you need to get a good publisher. I know hundreds of people come through my studio, do the demo, and that's all the far they can go with it, because they don't get it published. There used to be some online websites that you could go to and, you know, put your music out there and get a good return on it. But everything is gone to streaming now. It's either digital download or streaming. And you used to be able to get like $10, $15 for a CD. Those days are gone. So that's the first thing I tell them. Make sure you understand what the market is doing, because there's going to be some letdowns if you expecting to get that big $1 million chunk, you know, right off the bat with your first CD. It's pretty good chance that you have something really, really important. Just a knockout CD or song. You know, you're going to have some work to do before you get there to that next level. But the publisher is really the guy that's going to get you there.
What is one of your favorite songs, and what's the craziest performance you've ever done?
Well, the craziest performance I've ever done was with Joe Tex, and when I was stationed in Texas in the military. His guitar player got caught in a delay at the airport. My wife at the time, we were at the concert, sitting out there on the lawn and blah, blah, blah. And Joe Tex got on the mic and said, well, my guitar player's not here, but we're going to try to go ahead and play anyway. And my wife snuck around backstage and told him, said, my husband plays guitar. So they got on the mic and said, George West, come to the stage. So I'm like, how did they know I was here? And she was laughing. So I went up to the stage and they said, well, we hear you play guitar. I said, yep. So, well, we got a guitar in one of the guy's trunks. If you want to come up and play, help us with this concert, you know, we'll reimburse you for your ticket prices. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And he had a song called Skinny Legs and All back in those days. So they went and got the guitar, and when they brought the guitar, I looked at it and I said, no, I can't play that guitar. That was one of the cheapest guitar you could probably buy from the store. So here I am on national stage with Joe Tex trying to play this music with this little kindergarten guitar, you know? And there's a part of the song that he says, you know, he flips over to the guitar and he goes, da down, da down, da down, da down, da down, da down, and Skinny Legs and All.
Yeah.
So when he got to me and he turned around and gave me the sign, hit that lick, all they heard was ta da pa pop pa pop pa pop, the crack, the crack, the crack. And so everybody's like, boo, 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 get him off the stage. So, but anyway, I got it fixed so it sounded, you know, decent. That's we got it tuned up. But that was the craziest thing I've ever done. Now, my favorite song that I've ever written and played is Cosmic Funk.
Cosmic, you sent me that one, right?
Yes,
I love that, George. Yes.
That's a track I did for Shelley Williams, and you know, we co-produced that, so that is a killer track. I love it.
Man, Cosmic Funk, you guys, listen, Cosmic Funk is off the chain.
Yes, it is.
And I cannot wait for you to hear Cosmic Funk. Shelley Williams, I already know what you can do, and I imagine when you and George get together, it's something awesome, because Cosmic Funk was whoop, whoop.
Yes, it was.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah,
right.
We rocked that track.
George, as we close out, are there any last words of encouragement, industry advice, or anything else that you'd like to leave for our listeners today?
Yes. Stay true to yourself. Don't try to do something out of your lane, as we put it. Stay in your lane. If you are a jazz musician, concentrate on jazz. Don't try to do rock or hip hop or, you know, R&B or blues or whatever, because you're going to trip yourself up. Stay true to your art. Keep up with what's going on in the music world, because it's a different world now than it was 10 years ago. That's the biggest thing right there. If you record your music, make sure that you get into a venue, maybe like BMI or ASCAP or CSAC, that you're going to get paid for putting your music out there. Otherwise, you're just doing it just for fun. The main thing is do what you like. If you're not having fun, then you need to leave it alone.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. I appreciate you coming in and sharing your wisdom and your music with me. It's been great having you here. You are listening to Valley Sounds on WLRH. This is your girl, JQ, and thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm Nate Emery, and here are some bands with upcoming shows here in the Rocket City. Up first is Aaron Bradley. He's going to be at the Salty Nut Brewery on October 17th, and here he is with his song, Weary.
I might look all right. My coffee is always on by now. My show's on a big stage. I might laugh at a joke, get a shot after I play. But I'm growing weary. I'm growing weary, and maybe I'm spread thin till I see you again. I'm growing weary. I'm growing weary. How lovely you would be standing in the streets, and all the white flowers they float past me. This year the dogwoods bloomed too soon. Were they too eager or just a bunch of fools? Or do they look forward to these 2 weeks each year when they get to dress up and feel the loved ones near? Are the other months weary? Are they weary? And maybe I'm spread thin to see you again. I'm growing weary. I'm growing weary to be 103 and watch your loved ones leave. Each heart accepts your own, set running free. When everyone's gone and you're on your own, are you free from expectations or just all alone? Or are you waiting, biding time till your last light's dim? When you get to meet again your family and all your friends, last years grow weary. Are they weary? And baby, I'm spread thin to see you again. I'm growing weary. I'm growing weary. Thank you.
that's where the heart is. But I feel like I lost it across the sea. The same place I lost the thing that God gave to me. Cause I can't heal like I used to. I know if I'll ever walk again. And I've lost my brothers, my family, my friend. Is this just how it's supposed to be? Across the land, air and sea, to fight for my country. I've seen things no one should see, while I tried to be all I could be. After all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free. Who's gonna fight for me? War rages on inside my head. Shots so can I see this blood surrounding me? I'm still all alone in my own home. Oh, in my own home. It's just how it's supposed to be. For you and me, across the land, air and sea, to fight for my country. I've seen things no one should see, while I tried to be all I could be. After all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free. Sad to see things aren't like they should be. See, we should be thanking all of you, the vets and soldiers, for what you've been through. We're not promised tomorrow, just trying to make it through today. But you'll always be with me, you'll always be with me, you'll always be with me, Gunny J. Is this just how supposed to be? Across the land, air and sea, to fight for my country. I've seen things no one should see, while I tried to be all I could be. After all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free. Who's gonna fight for me? Land, air, and sea. To fight for my country.
Thank you.
That was Blues at the Double M, Take Two by Josh Kautz Quartet. You can catch those guys at the Mad Malts Brewery October 17th. Before that, we heard from Ali Free with a track called Who's Gonna Fight For Me? And you can see Ali perform October 19th at the Copper Top Dive and Dine with Selena Solomon. And we started our set with Aaron Bradley and his song Weary. And you can catch Aaron at the Salty Nut Brewery on October 17th. You can find a playlist, a podcast, and more info about music you're hearing tonight at WLRH.org. And you've been listening to Valley Sounds, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. Just look under our programs tab for Valley Sounds.